As playwrights go, Peter Lundblad is an anomaly. Once he finishes writing a play, his involvement with it pretty much ends.
I really like giving it to the director and seeing what they do with it, so I try not to interfere.
With plays about to premiere, playwrights often work closely with the director to shape what happens on stage. But Lundblad is perfectly content to leave his new play in the hands of Asheville's Magnetic Theater.
It's always better for me to like watch a director do something with my work, because it gives me an experience outside of what was in my head to begin with. I'm not a details guy, so definitely in playwriting, that's like one example of really learning to trust a director.
With Buncombe Tower, Lundblad has left much to interpret. The play is a fantastical, futuristic vision of Asheville. Here, it's named Wolf City, and an allegorical commentary on the fallout of gentrification. The characters include a witch, a greedy politician, a traveling free spirit, and a lifelong local who has locked himself in Buncombe Tower and can't bring himself to leave.
This play is about where the power lies in Asheville, and on a smaller scale, it's about how I think Asheville kind of needs a plan B. Like building hotels downtown or increasing housing costs, and they don't have a backup plan for when that bubble pops. And like, what happens if Asheville's biggest resource runs dry?
Lundblad's family moved to Asheville when he was in the second grade, and Lundblad was already writing plays when he graduated Reynolds High School. He went to Appalachian State and saw himself becoming a literary writer, but said he suffered a panic attack after college, moved back to Asheville, and went to work in the mental health field. Playwriting remained a creative, if not a career, pursuit.
I like playwriting because I don't have the patience to write long descriptive things. And in like a play, it's like you just have to write the dialogue. Like that's what I find the most fun.
Lundblad got involved with a local playwriting group, and he liked when more experienced playwrights such as Stephen Samuels and John Crutchfield weighed in with notes on his work. Crutchfield had Lundblad as a student when Crutchfield taught in the English department at Appalachian State. He then watched how Lundblad worked earlier this decade when the two were part of a playwriting group organized through the Magnetic Theater.
His imagination just seemed to be free of cliché, which is very unusual in a young writer. But from the very start, he had a very original and kind of wild, irreverent imagination. And to me, that was extremely impressive.
But echoing Lundblad's sentiments about himself, Crutchfield saw a quiet, retiring temperament that he felt left the young playwright too susceptible to other people's suggestions about his work.
I think that can be a risky permeability for a young writer. I think to some degree you have to protect what it is you're trying to do. And if you find the one or two people who really get it and really know how to help you do it better, then you listen to those people. But the other people who are just trying to make you write the play that they want you to write, you have to screen those people out.
While Buncombe Tower is a tangible expression of Lundblad's interest in politics, the narrative is abstracted and nonlinear. Lundblad talked about his initial inspiration to write the play.
I was reading a comic book that had to do with what if there was actually magic in the world. This particular comic book had more of an occult swing to it, so I thought, like, if Asheville sort of had more like a mythic feel to it, and there's a Russian fairy tale in it, there's some 12-step in it.
Buncombe Tower is only the second play Lundblad has had produced outside of his time in college, both by the Magnetic Theater. Lundblad is in school again, studying social work, and at age 33, he wants to become a therapist.
Playwriting is one of those things where I feel like I'm using all of my intelligence, emotion, analysis, big and small kind of talents. So the idea of writing like good work continually, I don't know that it's in me to do that. Playwriting is a passion and I don't need to abuse that interest. I imagine I would probably do it regardless of if anybody wanted to put it on.
Buncombe Tower opens May 10th and runs through June 2nd at the Magnetic Theater in Asheville's River Arts District. I'm Matt Pikin for Blue Ridge Public Radio News.